Welcome, everyone. Lovely to
Welcome.
see you. Just a reminder that this meeting will start with a guided meditation, and then it's followed with whatever questions you may have. So if you can sit comfortably, and you're welcome to close your eyes or turn your gaze inward. And simply be. Remain as you are. Meaning simply notice your experience without engaging in it. Not trying to figure things out. Not doing anything. So that the mind is invited to quiet, a sort of relaxation. Sinking into presence, into being. So the mind dissolves in presence. An open space of not knowing, a formless quality. Peaceful. Relaxed. Undisturbed. Thoughts may appear to you. But you don't need to move. If there is a movement, it's okay. You are simply noticing it. The noticing is not a movement. The noticing is a sort of stillness. The noticing is not a movement. It's a quality of consciousness. Knowingness. So you perceive a thought. In the same manner that you hear these words, there is nothing you're doing. There is no effort involved. It is as if it is a universe which is speaking and hearing. There is a sort of a surrender to that. A peaceful surrender, which is a sort of a trust. There is nothing required from you in this moment. And yet, there is the heartbeat. The breath is going on. There is this effortless hearing. The world is happening. There is a certain order. Because the mind is not opposing anything. It is possible to live with this quality, to interact in the world with this quality of inner peace and stillness. Without being disturbed. You are not meant to live your life in satsang. But there is a quality a certain experiential understanding in satsang. Which can be lived in life. Every moment is a fresh moment. Every moment is a complete death and a complete rebirth. Because in every moment, the past and the future come together as one. We have never experienced this moment before. And you're never going to experience it again. Because birth and death meet in this moment, which is not in time. There is a relative birth and a relative death. Which refers to the birth of a body-mind and the death of a body-mind. which is in the dream. Because when you say, I am born, you're referring to the body. You believe you are born because you believe you are the body. And you are concerned about your death because you believe you are the body and you know the body is going to die. It is this belief that you are the body-mind. Which is the cause of the belief in birth and death. Birth and death. Of consciousness is the result of that belief. The belief that you are temporary is due to the belief that you are the body mind. But we know that there is the deathless aspect, that which is beyond birth and death. We know that because we are that. We know that because we don't cease to exist between a thought and another thought. We don't cease to exist between a sensation and another sensation. We don't cease to exist when the mind is quiet and still. Although we know that we are eternal, this knowingness is in your background. It is not in your foreground. And for this knowingness to come to the foreground, you have to be willing to die. Not be willing to die later. You have to be willing to die now. I am available to die now. Because no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try, you cannot prevent that which is meant to die from dying. And no matter how hard you try, you cannot impose death upon that which does not die. So your willingness to die now is a simple recognition that that which is bound to die is meant to die. And why wait for tomorrow? There is no tomorrow after all. Why play the game of postponement? Whatever you're trying to preserve is imaginary. Because the only way for you to preserve anything is to create a future. But experientially, you have never experienced a future. Only you imagine you do. You believe your imagination. In complete presence, there is no entity, there is no you, there is no personal self. In complete presence, meaning in reality, meaning in truth, there is no personal entity. So this personal entity is already dead because it's never existed. And yet, you hold on to personal story. You hold on to some identification. You hold on to your past, to your future, to your narratives. And you create yourself in time. You create an imaginary me, which is the veil of ignorance. And you become subject to time. Sometime I will be free, I will be liberated in some time in the future. That liberation is this very moment. The understanding that you are not that which you conceive, and you are not that which you perceive. That you are the creator and you are creation. You are not a female or a male body mind. You are not an organism in time and space. So you're available for your death, for the death of ignorance, the death of the illusory self. You say yes to that. Absolutely. Or else you spend your time protecting a ghost and maintaining an illusion. So you're available to this complete ending in this moment. The ending of the me story, the belief in the me story, and giving credibility to the me story. My life, my body, my health, my family, my wealth doesn't concern you. That has to do with the body-mind. That has to do with the universe. Your business is to die. Every moment. Because in the death, in this moment, is the true rebirth, the unveiling of reality. So can we be like a newborn every moment? Fresh rebirth every moment. Complete not knowing. Complete availability, vulnerability. You smell early in the morning the earth. As the dawn is gently lifting the mist, the freshness of the smell of the earth. Sounds of the birds singing. This breath right now. No resistance. Complete openness. The body-mind may be conditioned, is conditioned. Family, culture, history. But that pertains to the body-mind. It is not an issue. You walk in the garden and so many different flowers, different plants, different bushes, different trees. Consciousness is not subject to distinctions. Know yourself as this aware presence. Know yourself as this consciousness, this formless awareness. Without identifying yourself with the body mind, you honor the body mind, you take care of the body mind. But don't mistake yourself to be an entity. So that every moment reveals your reality and your totality, your freedom. Which is a universal freedom. Don't subject yourself to time. There is one death and one rebirth, which reveals the ending of time.